Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. And I feel like I have no energy at all, to be completely honest. I feel like I'm squeezing the last bit of Friday energy out of me to come and talk on this podcast. I feel like I lost my voice again, even though it sounds like it's lost every week. Although I'm ready to talk about some things because I just drank an espresso. I just said I have no energy, but now I'm saying I do have energy. So I'm really confusing myself. But anyways, Francesca, how you doing?
It's quite a ramble there to start us off. Sometimes there's the Sunday weekend and like it's like the Monday morning. There are two very different feelings. So it was a great weekend though, I will say. Fun times for you, fun times for me. Good weekend.
Yeah, great weekend. Obviously the last podcast we did, we talked about the fact that we were going to do our family barbecue on Thursday night, which did happen. Nono and Mima met. Everybody met. Everyone had a great time. Nono thought he was like a comedian at some point during the night.
It was a success.
Yeah, Nono really, something got in him and all of a sudden he couldn't shut the fuck up. We thought he was going to be shy and then he just didn't shut up. I had to like drag him out.
No, he was at the end of dinner. Well, because he's funny because he also just kind of likes to sneaky make fun of you guys.
Oh my God. He was so roasting us all.
Like, just like roasting you, roasting your sister, roasting your dad. There is always a funny like son-in-law, father-in-law dynamic. And he was like whisper, like trying to roast your dad, which was very funny. And he just like has the classic, it's so stereotypical, but just like the way he talks is funny.
It's so funny because he just has such a strong accent. My dad was telling a story and my nono was like, long story. And he was like
wrap it up.
Like, he doesn't know how to cut it down. And he knew that everyone would laugh if he just made fun of my dad the whole time. And then my dad was getting upset, but it was so much fun. He loved your dad. And it was really funny. And yeah. Nono and Mima were accidentally matching, which was really funny because Mima took forever to get like ready, by the way. Can we talk about the fact that Mima took forever to get ready?
Yes, and she then, did.
And then she came out looking absolutely stunning.
Grand entrance.
She had a little like bralette underneath her shirt that was popping out a little bit. She knows what she's doing. And she looked great.
It was a lot of fun. Good dinner. My dad cooked a great meal.
Oh my God, it was delicious. And you know, my sister's such a picky eater. My sister had seconds.
Yeah. It was a good night. Where did I go? Oh, I was at the grouper this weekend, met a bunch of very sweet girls, if they're listening. I had a great time. Cause like, I don't know, Joe and I were kind of joking that we rarely are out just the two of us, like no friends are coming to meet us. Like there's no siblings are with us. Like we're just at a bar, the two of us. And we're like, this literally never happens. I'm like, what do we talk about? Like, so we made friends. It was great. And these, you know, the girls are like, are we like ignoring you? I'm like, no, I came here with just him. This is great. Like I have like some girls to talk to.
Yeah. That is funny when you go with like just like your significant other to a bar. Cause you don't usually do that. You would go with your friends. Cause why would you, but when you're away,
like if you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend and like you're there together, but you have other people there that you also know as well.
Right.
And this was just no one. We were looking around. We were like, damn, you know, normally we run into people we know. And it's just like, we're like, nope, nothing. It's just us.
I was upset. I didn't make it to the grouper at all.
I know.
I didn't make it at all. We were supposed to go one night. We ended up going to Del Rey instead, which I really love Del Rey. I think Atlantic Ave is a lot of fun. But I didn't make it to the grouper, and you sent me a video. It looked like so much fun. You said you met so many nice people. Girls kept DMing me like, are you going to go to the square grouper tonight? Like, we know you guys go there. I felt bad because I was like, in my head, I was like, I know Fran is going, but I'm going to be there. So I was at your sister's birthday party.
Yeah, you were at my sister's birthday party.
I was at your sister's birthday party and you were in Florida. Now, yes, none of your siblings were at your sister's birthday party. Just me.
Nope. I was not there. There's rarely times that I feel like I am soaking in as much as I can, trying to like stay in Florida. And this weekend was like one of the only actual weekends that I could make it work. And I told you I would take her out to a nice dinner this week to make it up to her, but she, my brother's in Milan. My brother's in school. So what am I, can't do? He's obviously not showing up.
There were so many people there. It was so much fun. And when everyone sang happy birthday to your sister, I was sobbing. I don't even know why. I finally watched the Euphoria episode from Sunday, yesterday morning, and I was sobbing at it because
episode 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
And oh well, because now when people listen, they're
gonna, yeah, yeah,
the finale would already happen. But episode 7, I was sobbing at because I was like, wow, Lexi is doing such a good job. Like, it wasn't sad. I was just happy for Lexi. And then everyone was singing happy birthday to Gia. And I just looked around and I was like, wow, all these people are here for Gia. And like, I'm actually tearing up again. Like, my eyes are getting really
watery. You've never been to a birthday party, apparently.
Yeah.
No, I know. Everyone was like, Rhea, look at my eyes.
Oh my God. The videos were so cute. Rhea,
she didn't, like, nobody died. She's not getting married. Nobody proposed. There's nothing crazy happening. It's just her birthday. It wasn't even like a crazy birthday.
No.
Like, I have no idea why. She looked so happy and everyone was there for her. And I was just so happy for her. But it was a lot of fun. And then we had a nice moment. We were like, well, we wish your siblings were here, but I'm glad it could be me and you.
I know. I was really replying to like everyone's story on Instagram being like, she looked so cute. Like to Brie and Grant, like they're all posting such cute pictures. She did look so happy. I was like texting her. I was like, are you having fun? You look so great. Like, she texted my mom about how awesome of a time she was having. So it all worked out.
It sure did. And so we go into a new week.
Yeah. You know? I will say I did laugh.
life carries on.
Yeah. I laughed. So one of the girls I was talking to at the grouper was like, you know, Fran, I listened to Friday's episode and you're right. I don't want to hear you talking about your grades. Like, yeah. said it straight to my face. And I was like, you know what? Super fair. Super fair.
I think that that's the correct assessment to make. And I think if anyone was like, no, we want you guys to talk about it, I would be like, why? I would really question their reasoning. Because I think, obviously, you need to stay up to date of what's going on. It's very important to know what's going on. It's very serious issues happening, but at the same time, if you just revolve yourself around that, you will lose your mind.
Right. And I think I think it was Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah. Yes. She posted that's kind of what I was referring to.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she posted on her Instagram this graphic that was just like, it's okay to be feeling every emotion right now. And it's heartbroken for the state of the world, excited for your weekend plans, scared of what the future might hold, thankful for the first signs of spring, guilt for carrying on with your life is normal, overwhelmed from feeling it all at once. And she wrote like, I feel every single one of these. I'm like, yeah, that really makes sense. And there has been a crossover, right, with celebrities and talking about the issues. So like, that's where things do, like, you know, where the crossover does happen. And here's like, you have the two perfect examples of like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. They posted saying, here's where you can donate to help, and we're matching up to $1 million. Amazing. That's great. You have Annalyn McCord posting maybe the world's most ridiculous poem. I'll be astonished. But it's worse than the Imagine video.
I did see someone quote and write, like, you should sing Imagine. The fact that this woman, and I liked her, but then you realize the false sense of importance that some of these people have, being like, yeah, if only I was your mother. Like, you think that you really would have, like,
I know it's quote unquote art. It's a poem, is, you know, whatever, but it was just, God, the timing just horrific. And anytime you have a celebrity just one-on-one looking into the camera like that, and like reciting a poem, it was really maybe one of the cringiest things I have ever seen.
On a side note, we can cut this if you want, but I don't think we have to. Pamela Anderson had relations with Vladimir Putin. I feel like that flies under the radar.
Now, is that real?
So I was doing some research on it because I was like, wait a second, I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah.
And so I was looking it up, and apparently she was on someone's show, and I think it might have been Piers Morgan. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that. And he was brought up because she had written a letter to him about wanting to ban something. It had something to do with, I think, sea turtles, maybe seals, something of that sort. And
who into, like, it was some kind of,
let me pause for a second.
Well, look, I understand. I get, she's a big animal activist, Pam Anderson.
Okay. I found it. So she explained that she wrote to him and asked him to stop the importation of seal products.
Okay.
Because this was 95% of the market, and that could potentially shut down the Canadian seal hunt, which is one of her big goals. And he did that, and he made it illegal to import seal products into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently from there, they ended up having some sort of relationship, was the rumor. And then when it was brought up to her, she was like, basically was like, let's not expand on that. And so I think she maybe alluded, way that she answered the question had people thinking that she alluded to having relations with him.
Yeah.
Otherwise she would have been like, no, no. But she was like, let's not expand on that. So I don't know, but
I'm sure she's certainly regretting that now. Yeah, I mean, certainly regretting that now, and probably never does not want to
bring it up. Yeah.
I mean, but like, it's not like he was a good guy.
I mean, I apologize for bringing it up, but I also I kept seeing it on TikTok, and I was like, wait, why do I kind of recall this, but don't?
That's wild.
And yeah. So
I did not really remember that at all.
Yeah, definitely.
When was this?
Like 2018.
Okay. That's, yeah.
No, nope. You're definitely thrown off. Everyone's thrown off when they
I'd imagine so. It's just like, all right, bury that one deep.
Right. Like, we don't. And she said, apparently she said, I love this question, laughing when asked about her relationship with Vladimir Putin, but she doesn't answer.
Huh.
Very strange.
Very vague.
Very vague, very strange.
Yeah.
You would hope that she would just say, no, I have no relationship with Vladimir Putin. But
yikes. Yeah, massive yikes. All right. Moving on.
Anyways, that's a little tidbit for everyone.
Yeah.
Let's get into the show. Let's get into the topics.
Yeah.
We got Miley Cyrus seen on vacation with her new boyfriend. Amanda Bynes is filing to end her conservatorship, and her parents are backing her on this. Love Island US is moving to Peacock and will be 80 episodes. And Scott Disick was seen out with Holly from Too Hot to Handle. So let's get into it, starting off with Miley Cyrus.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Miley Cyrus was seen out in Cabo with her new boyfriend, Max Morando, who looks like he is straight out of Motley Crue in the 80s.
This kid sometimes, like, it just makes me laugh because I just feel like you're cosplaying. It's like not a real person. I'm like, that is not how you want to look all the time. Like, I thought the same thing at the BFF show, Super Bowl week, when you were, when that kid, were you there? Oh no, you weren't there. It was the day. It was Friday, and the Sway boys were up on stage. And one of them, like, is also, I don't know, I don't even remember his name. One of them's trying to be a rocker.
It starts with a Q.
Yeah, he's, like, smoking cigs up on the stage, and, like, he's in all leather, and, like, he's got the long hair. I'm like, you don't, like...
Quentin.
This is not you. I do not believe, like, that this is... You, like, want to be a rock star, so you start dressing like a rock star, what you think a rock star looks like.
It's kind of how I feel about MGK.
Yeah, that definitely. It's like, don't you just want to wear sweatpants sometimes?
Can I say that I can't stand MGK? Like, I know that this is not what we're talking about, but I really can't stand him. I can't.
Really?
I can't stand him. When he talks and stuff, yes, I'm like, okay, he seems fine. But when I just see his actions and just everything else, I'm like,
he's annoying.
He's so cringeworthy. It's like... When he puts the at the basketball game, the NBA All-Star game, he puts the devil horns up when they put the thing on him. I'm just like, what are we doing here? Anyways, yeah, this guy, he's got the hair, you know, the big hair. But
the hair's massive.
It's massive. Seems like Miley Cyrus is type. I didn't even know she had a new boyfriend until now. But apparently they're in Cabo together enjoying life.
Yeah, they've been spotted a couple times. There's been rumors about them for like the last few months, but he is 23 years old. He is a drummer,
of course,
for an alternative rock band called Lily. Of course, I don't know if that's how it's pronounced because it's spelled L-I-I-L-Y. And then there's not too much about him on the internet, but boy, does he have like the look of, I don't even know, like wanting to be a rock star in like the 70s or 80s, maybe.
He really does.
The hair is out of control. I'm looking at some of these pictures again.
Listen, if that's what he wants, that's what he wants. But my exact thought was I felt like I was looking at pictures from the 80s of Miley Cyrus and this guy, but it also just seems like that would be her type. And I'm not one to deny that I wasn't attracted to Douglas Booth playing Nikki Six in the dirt. I was attracted to that when that came out.
Right.
Would I be attracted to that right now? Random guy on the street? Probably not. But was I attracted watching the movie? Yes. So
he's cute. He kind of has like, Harry Styles like bone structure.
Interesting.
You can't see a lot of his face in many of these recent photos of him because of his hair.
That makes sense. I wonder how you even grow it like that. It's actually impressive.
He definitely hasn't gotten a haircut in a long time.
No, but he also has to get a cut to get it styled like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, I guess they walked the carpet together at some Gucci event towards like the end of last year. And now they are doing the classic celeb vacay in Cabo. So I don't know. It says a source told E that they are happily dating. It is official between them. They are both artistic and creative, so they bond over being musicians. Feel like very similar to her Cody Simpson time.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to date around. It's been a while since we've seen her actually have a boyfriend. Yeah. And whenever Miley Cyrus is happy, I'm happy.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. I'm interested to learn. I wonder if we'll learn more about this kid. Like if they work together creatively, I feel like she always likes to like maybe some kind of collab of sorts.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see them make TikToks together again.
The alternative band Lily. I got to look up this band. I wonder if they're any good.
Amanda Bynes is filing to end her conservatorship and her parents are backing her behind this. And it seems to be good news for Amanda Bynes.
I'm happy about this. I feel like Britney obviously spotlight on conservatorship and that the whole system in a whole, as a whole. But there's been less information, it seems, about Amanda Bynes, her situation, and like where this officially started. Just because I feel like the last few years we have not really heard a lot from her, but her lawyer told People magazine Amanda wishes to terminate her conservatorship. She believes her condition is improved and protection of the court is no longer necessary. She's been in this for 9 years. Amanda's mother, Lynn. Oh, that's weird.
That is very weird. I realize
they both of their moms are named Lynn.
That is strange.
Amanda's mother, Lynn, was granted temporary conservatorship over her daughter in August 2013 after the actress allegedly set fire to a driveway. Lynn regained conservatorship of the star in October 2014. And this past September, a status report regarding her health was filed and approved by a California court with the next update scheduled for January 2023. Contrary to reports at the time, her lawyer explained that her conservatorship was not extended through 2023. He told People then it's open day to day. A status report regarding her health and welfare was recently filed and approved by the court. By law, the next status report is due in 2 years. Her conservatorship will terminate when it is no longer convenient for Amanda. So I guess this is, I mean, I hope is this is good because I know she went to school. She wanted to work in fashion. She's wanted to kind of like have more entrepreneurial endeavors that might not necessarily be acting. It seemed like maybe at that part of her life is past her, but you know, 9 years is a long time to be in a conservatorship. And if she has had the health assessment and all those things, and they say that she is okay, then that's great.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's pretty crazy when you look back on all these people that became wildly famous at such a young age, and then they're all put under a conservatorship because, you know, some crazy shit happens and they all unfortunately go through some damaging things. And then you don't really hear about it. Like Amanda Bynes, we haven't really heard much about this until now. And
yeah.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the Britney stuff but it's good to hear that her parents are backing her and that this isn't Britney Spears situation. It's like, oh, her parents are like, yeah, we're going to end this.
Yes.
We're backing her. You know, she doesn't have a dad and a mom who's an asshole. So that's good for her. Is Lindsay Lohan under a conservatorship?
No.
Okay.
I don't think she ever was. Lindsay looks like she's doing.
Yeah. Lindsay looks like she's doing good.
I think like we're getting good things from Lindsay.
Yeah, she's got I'm glad. You know, such talented people.
I know.
Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, extreme talent. All of them. Lindsay Lohan played twins at such a young age.
There was a conversation where there was a time when she could have been put there. It was a conversation that perhaps she could be put under conservatorship, but it never actually happened.
Well, that's good to hear. And
Michael Lohan, it seemed like tried to do that.
Yeah. Michael Lohan was an asshole. I think watching both the mom and Michael Lohan on that show that was on VH1 was terrifying.
Yeah.
You remember that show?
Yes.
That was crazy.
I guess Lou Taylor was also involved at the time, like in that 2010 period with Lindsay Lohan as well, trying to get her under conservatorship. Also, I've been saying Lindsay, apparently, I guess I switched back and forth. She says Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I heard that. Lindsay Lohan. Yeah,
Lindsay Lohan. And not
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
I'm still calling her Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
It's like when Rihanna said her name is
Rihanna. Yeah. Just did not change.
Rhea, if someone in class called you like Rhea Chufo, would you correct them?
Never. Because Chufo is how it's really supposed to be.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I think you've said that before.
Yeah. I actually prefer when people call me Chufo.
Yeah. The,
which is strange because it's Chifo, but it's really Chufo. Yeah.
We get Mariano and Mariano a lot. I just both are acceptable.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
I say Mariano, which is not.
Yes, I say Mariano.
Technically the Italian pronunciation, Mariano. But.
Mariano. Which one would you want though? If you had a choice.
I mean, I think just Mariano. So it's just the way I hear it in my head.
Mine.
Unless I'm like really trying to give my name like.
Some
the full Italian.
Esca Mariano.
Yeah, like Mario. Like, oh. Yeah. Mariano.
Mariano. Mine is more so just the spelling. I'm like, it should be pronounced Chufo. Now I'm going to get so many DMs being like, I finally know how to pronounce your last name. And I've talked about this before in class when the teachers would say Quifo. I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, man.
Not actually, I take that back.
What was I going to say? No, that is very interesting. And yes, you are right that it is a good thing that her parents are on board. Oh, this is what I wanted to say, that apparently this has been in the works for some time and has not really had anything to do with Britney Spears. Her lawyer told TMZ that this has been in the works for years, and then also emphasized a glaring difference between his client and Britney, which is the relationship with their parents, that Amanda has always maintained a close relationship with her parents, unlike Spears, who obviously has not. So that is a big thing. I think, you know, Amanda's mom has not, at least as far as we know, there wasn't like an abuse of power there when it came to handling her affairs and whatnot. So now it feels like it's headed in the right direction. Apparently, she is said to be focused on fashion and perhaps developing a fragrance, a perfume, and has said nothing about wanting to return to acting. I feel like acting is not healthy for her. Like, as she's talked about those last few roles she did, and she didn't love them.
It probably brings back some weird memories, too.
Yeah.
You know what's upsetting? She's the Man being the movie that it is and how great it is, but then hearing, you feel bad because she talks about how she did not like that. At all, which is really upsetting.
I know.
You just feel bad for her, but I think this is a step in the right direction, and I'm happy for Amanda.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big news for Love Island. They're moving from CBS to Peacock. They've ordered two seasons. They're going to do one for this summer. It's going to be filmed in California, which I think is so much better. I mean, I think this whole thing is so much better. And they're going to be doing upwards of 80 episodes, more like the UK structure. And that was always one of my biggest criticisms of the US version on CBS. It was too short. Like, it was too short. So the drama felt manufactured and the couples felt like they barely really got to know each other at all. Like, you had these couples that had known each other for 4 days, making it to the end, who were all expected to like actually date in real life, and they just don't know each other at all. Casa Amor like isn't as dramatic because it's just not as much time. So now hopefully all that can change.
I love this. This is even more episodes than the UK brings us. 80 episodes is so many.
And so, so many.
So many episodes, but also great because we'll just have something to watch forever now. Like we're gonna have to shovel 80 episodes down our throats, but we're gonna love every second of it.
I am gonna love every second of it.
The US had to change it up.
They did. It wasn't working. CBS, they tried to like, they did the extra episode on Paramount Plus and like one episode a week, and it was hard to stream. It was just unorganized because it was still on TV and streaming. And like, I feel like having it be just on Peacock and not actually on TV every night is really smart. So like people can stream it whenever they want. And I think Peacock can push the envelope a little bit more. Like it's not on TV. Like they can get maybe a little more risque.
I think so. And quite frankly, Love Island US was never Love Island UK.
No.
It just never was. And now it feels like it may have more potential. Like when you watch Too Hot to Handle on Netflix, it's risque. They can do whatever they want. Oh, well, I guess Too Hot to Handle is not US. So I'm actually not even giving a good reference right now.
Right. Because it is all mixed cast.
That is true. But I am just excited for this to be on Peacock now. And like you said, I think that they'll be able to do more. There'll be more episodes. And I think that it's going to be way better than what it was. Cause I never really got into Love Island US. I've tried to watch many times, but it didn't tickle my fancy like the UK does. Cause the UK is just so good. You really can't compete with it. And once again, it's the banter. It's the people on there. You can't really compare the two, but I think we'll get a lot more drama, a lot more spice with it being able to be on Peacock now.
Totally. You can also just have more people. You have a bigger cast, you have a bigger opportunity to make an impact. Yeah, exactly. So I think just for the casting process will be very interesting because they're going to have to look at it as that original group, like who's going to be able to carry this show for basically two and a half months.
80 days, and it's probably longer than that, is so long to be in a house with people and disconnected from the outside world.
I know.
You are not a real human being after that point. Imagine adjusting back to real life after you've been living in a beautiful home on the beach somewhere with the same people every day. At first it's weird, but then you probably get really used to it. And then all of a sudden you're back in the real life and you're like, fuck this.
Right.
That's a really long time to be away.
It is. Maybe they'll incorporate some way to like,
that's like when, who was it who was on some sort of retreat and didn't know that the coronavirus was happening?
Oh, yeah. There's like, it's like not a celebrity. I thought it was just like a regular person, right?
I thought it was like a celebrity, some sort of actor or musician or maybe somebody who was away. And then
I remember what you're talking about. I just forget who.
It probably happened to a lot of people because there are a lot of people out there that do that don't live on social media and put their lives aside and go live somewhere and just focus in the jungle.
Yeah.
And then they come out and it's like, what the fuck is happening? So that's basically Love Island.
And not to be, the cheesy, like the purpose of the show is to find love, but like the odds of having more successful couples in this structure is way higher. And I think that just builds way more interest in this show because the past seasons of Love Island US, you got nothing, not like barely any of these couples are together. Like I think maybe one couple from this past season is still together. I think Josh and Shannon might be the only ones that are still together. It's like none, it didn't work for any of them. So to extend it and actually make it a long time, gives it a much better chance of actually working. Cause you see so many of those UK couples are like still together. They have a lot, they've had way more success.
Yeah,
in that structure.
And from years ago too. I mean, realistically, the 3-week time period that the US would do is not sustainable.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was like 5 weeks.
Right. You just have a fling with somebody at that point.
Yeah.
80 days, I think, is a long enough time for you to fall in love with somebody when you're just trapped in a house with them and there's really not else going on in your life.
Yep.
So I'm excited for this.
No, I think this is a really good move from Peacock. Well done, Peacock.
If you guys forgot, we just want to remind you that there is new Harry Potter merch in the Barstool Sports store. You can go to store.barstoolsports.com. Once again, store.barstoolsports.com. Go to the Chicks in the Office section. You will see all of our Chicks and Hogwarts merch on there. And also, we're cooking up some really, really cool merch thanks to
Natalie
and the whole team that are working really hard on it. And it's looking really cool. We're really excited. That will be dropping later on because we're really taking our time to make some things that are cooler than what we've put out before. It's been a long time since we put out new Chicks in the Office merch, just Chicks in the Office brand. We want to make it actually cool and something people will wear.
I would call it a revamp.
Yes, a revamp. We are
our merch is being revamped.
Rebrand.
Rebrand. Well, yeah,
we're redoing the logo and everything.
We're still like a rebrand makes me think we're changing names.
Okay,
revamping the brand.
Revamping the logo. We're working on that. And we are also revamping all the merch and everyone's doing an amazing job on that. It's looking really cool. And we're really excited for that. But for now, focus on the Harry Potter merch that's in the store. You can go to store.barstoolsports.com, check it all out. And obviously check out all the other Barstool brands on there as well.
Scott Disick was seen out with another, I guess, what would you describe? I mean, she's a reality TV personality. I did not watch Too Hot to Handle season 3. This is Holly. She's from that season. What were your thoughts, Rhea?
So I watched Holly. I would describe her as basically like the Francesca of her season. Her and Nathan, you know, they couldn't keep their paws off each other, which sometimes you can't really blame them sometimes though, because you're like, I was there.
Right.
And I really liked somebody and I was really attracted to them. And I had a couple drinks in me. Who's to say I'm not going to be touching them, right? Like you,
yeah.
But when there's money involved and you're losing all the money for all your friends and everybody, it pisses everyone off. They ended up winning money back though, in the end, and everyone was happy for them.
No,
you were not gonna watch.
God, Rhea, come on. No, I'm kidding.
They always end up winning the money back.
For me, like, not to like go in now on the structure of every single reality show we're about to talk about, but season 1 of Too Hot to Handle was so good. And then I tried to watch season 2. I could not get into it. And I just kind of gave up after that because season 1 worked so well because it was actually believable that the people there didn't know the rules, you know, like they really were caught off guard. You now for all the rest of the season, it's like, oh, you know exactly the structure of the show and how it works. And everyone, I feel like, just tries to be the Harry and Francesca of their season.
Right. And well, apparently they did not know what show they were going on. And then obviously when you're there, you figure it out. You're like, okay, I know what show this is now. And then you understand.
But they know, like, the first season, it was a show that didn't exist.
Yes, exactly. So it was a lot harder. They didn't know what could happen, what couldn't happen.
Right.
This, I did like some of the people on the show, Georgia, and not just because everyone tells me I look like her a little bit. But there were some good people on this season. I thought, obviously, nothing's ever going to compare to season 1. It's never going to be like that. But Holly, you could tell that they weren't going to make it. Like, they were this couple that was just, they clearly had a sexual attraction to each other. And she was a real tease. Like, she was a problem for Nathan. And like, I was getting angry with her the last episode. They were in the room and it was a real test. And she was like really teasing him. And I was like, knock it off. Like, lady, like you know, you can't touch each other. What are you doing? And he held his own. And if he didn't, they would have lost because she was all in it. Like, she was just all over him. And then obviously, like I said, winning the money, but they didn't make it. They broke up, I think, shortly after the show ended.
I was going to say, obviously, they're not together still.
No, they're not together. And she's always got this. And I think we all could have seen that coming. I liked Nathan better than I did Holly, I think. Yeah. But I think
she's getting a lot of Kylie Jenner comparisons. Like, all the headlines are like, Scott Disick out with Kylie Jenner lookalike.
Watching the show, I didn't think she looked anything like Kylie Jenner, to be completely honest. I think in the paparazzi pictures they put out a little bit, I think she may have gotten probably a little more lip filler than I recalled. I thought she was very pretty. I thought she was like, you know, she had this like different look to her when I was watching. I thought she was gorgeous, but never did I think she looked like Kylie Jenner. But in the paparazzi pictures, I could see why people are saying
that. It is interesting that is like such a thing. They say that it's the same thing with the girl with Kanye, right? They're like the Kim lookalike. It's like, it's not that they look alike. They don't really look alike. It's just tan, dark hair, same like silhouette. They have very different faces, but like when you're totally buying into that look, yeah, you can see it, the big shades, all these things.
Right. Now I'm looking at Holly's Instagram and she is starting to look like
Kylie. She looks a little like I saw some side by sides on the Daily Mail and they kind of look alike.
No. Now I'm looking at her Instagram and she's looking like Kylie Jenner on her Instagram.
Yeah. But
when I watched the show.
Yeah.
I did not think Kylie Jenner in the slightest bit. And I think people who watched the show would probably agree with that. Like,
yeah. Instagram, you know, she's got to.
There's probably a lot of filtering going on, which I don't think she needs, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It does look like, from a brief glance, it does look like a lot of airbrushing.
Like, if you look up Holly on Too Hot to Handle and you see what she looks like on an episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that different. Doesn't look like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, it's different.
But when totally you look different. On her Instagram, I could see
that. Yeah. And sometimes it just, yeah, I don't know. It just feels like the show doesn't quite pop off like it used to. But as far as like being out with Scott Disick, of course. I mean, are we surprised? This is
Scott's a lost puppy that ain't ever going to be found.
Yeah, this is just the way Scott is. There's really no arguing that. It's
he's never going to find true love. I'm afraid he's always going to be hung up on Courtney and he's never going to find
sad.
It is sad to think about. And I'm rooting for Scott Disick. I'm also, now that the new show is coming out on Hulu, I'm upset to think about the fact that we don't get Scott Disick on our TV anymore. It's the end of an era.
Is he not a part? He's not a part of the new show.
I don't think he is because
no, think about it. No way.
You don't, because we're going to get Courtney and Travis.
No, I know that, but I just feel like.
Oh.
I feel like he's got to still be on it with the kids.
He will be.
Yeah, he is.
He will be. Well, thank God, because I got nervous thinking about that. Thinking
after apparently he's going to be. I love the first look at the trailer, by the way. So according to Us Weekly, Disick agreed to appear on the upcoming Hulu series after he was paid, quote, an outrageous amount of money.
Well, they're both like, we need him. He was the best. A lot of the episodes, he's the best part of the show for the old Kardashians. And I feel like he's much wanted and needed. They can carry the show without Scott, obviously, but he's a good comedic relief. And also just with everything that's going on. Probably pretty important to have in there.
Yeah. And while it says that while we don't know how much the 38-year-old celebrity has been paid in exchange for his time, we do know that it certainly was enough to get him to, quote, follow the rules. These rules have likely been set in place to ensure that everyone's space, especially Kourtney Kardashian's, is being respected. Interesting. All right. Well, Scott's definitely going to be a part of it. Also, just while we're like, there's 2 seconds on Netflix because I know I'm not really, I'm not going to talk about it because I know you don't have interest in watching it. So I'm just going to give my 2 minute Love is Blind season two. I finished the whole thing. So if you haven't finished yet, don't listen to this. I'm going to be talking about the weddings in the end. So if you haven't finished, don't listen to this. I'm saying one more time. If you haven't finished, don't listen to this. Okay. I hated everyone. Hated them all. They all. So
are you saying it's not worth me watching?
No, like it was a terrible season. I didn't like a single. That's not true. I liked some of the girls. I liked Natalie. I liked Deep T. But these guys that they cast on this show, one worse than the next. Like I terrible, terrible. I like Shake. Tried to redeem himself. I didn't buy a single second. In the pods, he asked all the girls if he would be able to like lift them on his shoulders. Like he's like, oh, like I like music festivals and like all this shit. Like, would I be able to put you on my shoulders? Trying to like ask if they're fat or not. Like it's like he's like he was like such a dick. And then they tried to like kind of give him more of like a redemption story because he did end up proposing, and it was awful. Like the girl he was with, Deep T, deserved so much better. He stunk. Shane was a weirdo. Sal was a weirdo. I people liked Sal. I thought there's.
I feel like I almost want to watch now. Like cringe you're kind of moments.
To me. Oh my god! And like, and then the couples that did get engaged, I'll be shocked that they get married. I'll be shocked if it works, because one girl, Ayana was talking about her husband, Jarrett. They got married and she's getting ready to get married, Ayana. And she's like, I'm not seeing any of the change that I've asked him to make. He, you know, he's drinking. He's out all the time. She married him. She's like, she was like, okay, I'm gonna marry. She's like, I just got to bet that it's going to change after. So two couples actually are married. The other one, Natalie, and I can't even remember his name. He was that much of a dud. Like these guys stunk.
You made me want to watch. Like, I know that you hated everybody and it should be like, don't bother. But now I'm like, fuck, I want to see how hateable these people really
no,
are.
No, they're some of the cringiest folks I've watched on reality TV in quite some time.
Was it almost like you couldn't look away?
Yeah. So bad. It's good. I mean, that is Love is Blind anyway, but like between Deep and Natalie was with Shane. Who am I thinking of? The couple that got married. Why can't I remember their names? Danielle? Maybe. I don't. It's sad. I can't even remember. That's how boring this couple was.
I feel like I now have to like watch a couple episodes just to check out how hateable these people really are, because
no,
I feel it from you.
It was like I truly felt. And of course, you don't really get to see you don't see every contestant they pick. Like, and what's crazy, could you imagine going on this show, proposing to someone, getting engaged, meeting families, the whole nine yards, and you're just like not interesting enough to actually be put on the show? Like there was a couple that was like, oh, we actually got engaged in the pods, but we didn't make the cut. It's like, what? Shit.
And you're like, this was probably useless. Like you're like, why did I even get engaged?
Right. Like, I don't think they're together now, obviously. Yeah. Because it's like it's
traumatic.
If you're not even going to make it on the show.
Right. Why? They're like, fuck this. Why even stay together?
It's pretty wild. But no, like the girls, I don't know, because you really don't get to meet all the contestants, and they have a lot of them. The people that we did see, these ladies deserved a much better crop of men, I would say. I was really disappointed with a lot of these guys.
Well, I'm going to now watch it.
Yeah, I did reveal basically everything, but there's some very good cringe like moments that you will laugh at for sure.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. And make sure you subscribe on YouTube. We love you guys. We cannot wait to talk to you guys on Wednesday back with Trent. It's been a while. We'll talk about the clip that we talked about last week with him. But we want his thoughts, his opinions, his real true feelings. And we will talk about that on Wednesday. Love you guys. See ya.